إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Ihsan is to do more than what others do. Ihsan is to do that which needs to be done, even if it is unpopular, even if it is uncomfortable, even if it takes time and trouble. We see any number of such examples from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But even before we go there, see what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has said in the Quran. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has said with regard to parents, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ. Now, Allah is saying with your parents, be the best, absolutely the best. Treatment of parents must be with ihsan, bil ihsan. Yeah? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned the people who will go into Jannah. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, As-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirina wal-ansari wal-ladhina taba'uhum. How? Bil-ihsan. The sabiqun, the people who were the first to accept Islam, min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, from the muhajirin and the ansar, and those who follow them, not anyhow, not those who claim to follow them. Taba'ahum bil ihsan, who follow them with excellence. Bil ihsan. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when He mentioned the issue of justice in the famous ayat of Surah An-Nisa, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, stand for justice and bear witness for the truth, even if it is against yourself. Now, what is more, extreme than that? It's not only about, He said, even if it is against yourselves. And then Allah said, and against your own kith and kin and your own parents and children and so on and so on and so on. But it begins where? Even against yourself. Meaning that if you are wrong, admit that you are wrong. What is the meaning of saying, bear witness against yourselves? It means accept the fact that you are wrong. And so on and so forth. And if you look at the Quran, there are so many places where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned and specified al-ihsan, which is excellence, which is the definition that we mentioned yesterday with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with regard to the hadith. Now, in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you find this issue of focus on ihsan, of focus on excellence throughout, completely. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never did anything, and this is true of all the Anbiya, they never did anything to please anybody else. They never did anything for any material benefit from that thing. They did the best that they could do only and only to please Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now, if we take the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see this trait and this tendency throughout his life. All through. Take his most famous thing that we know about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is his forgiveness. You know, how he forgave people. Some of the things that we probably don't always reflect on. We know that he forgave Al-Wahshi radiallahu anhu. We know that he forgave Abu Sufyan and Hind radiallahu anhuma. We know that he forgave the people of Makkah. But think about one thing. Not only did he forgive, but find me one mention, one single mention, anywhere in the Seerah or the Hadith or the Sunnah, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminded Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, even if he reminded him jokingly, if there is any mention like this, find me one mention, where he reminded Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that one day you had come to kill me. Now, if he did remind him that, it would be a perfectly natural thing to do. Because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did go to kill him. And even jokingly, somebody may mention this, you know. If it happened to you and me, even jokingly we might mention it. We might say to other people, see this guy now, one day he had come to kill me. Now you might even mention this as a way of praising him. See how he has changed. One day he came to kill me. Not one single time. I mean, just imagine, here is a man who goes with a naked sword to say, I am going to finish this masla and I am going to finish Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not once did he even remind Sayyidina Umar, or did he ever mention this particular incident that one day Omar had come to kill me. And so it's like that this kind of, where is this kind of forgiveness? I mean, wallahi, this is the excellence of forgiveness, if you look at it. Forgiving to such an extent that even the memory of that thing is gone. Completely and totally finished. Not only did he not remind Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that if there was to be a Nabi after me, it would be Umar radiallahu anhu. Who? The man who went to kill him. Imagine. I mean, think about this. Sayyidina radiallahu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept Nubuwat, and if there was to be a Nabi after me, it would be Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Imagine, where is this? Similarly, people who learned from him, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, one of the people who was involved in the false allegation against her was Hassan bin Thabit, who was a very famous poet. So everybody makes mistakes that he was involved and so on. One day somebody reminded her, they mentioned Hassan bin Thabit, and she said, remember he did this. She said, no, forget that. Forget that. She said, remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day called for a chair and he made Hassan bin Thabit sit on the chair and Hassan bin Thabit recited poetry in praise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and against the Quraysh. She said, remember that. Now imagine, this is a lady against whom such a big allegation was made, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Quran in support of her and clearing her name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of Surah An-Nur based on this allegation, false allegation against Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha. When somebody mentions someone who was involved with that, she says, no, forget that. Remember the good things. Remember the good things. See this beauty of this deen, where in terms of excellence, we are looking at this, that if we remember each other's goodness, whether it is in our families, husband and wife, whether it is parents and children, whether it is our friends, whether it is our community and so on. Today, we are focused on the negativities. We are focused on the negatives. Now, there are. If you look for negatives, believe me, there are plenty. You will find them because they are there. There is no one who is free from fault. And if you look for faults, you will find plenty. But also, if you look for good things, you will find plenty. But we don't do that. With the Sahaba, and this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them, they used to exchange gifts. And the gifts they exchanged were not material gifts. The gifts they exchanged were the gifts of goodness. They looked at each other's goodness. They talked about each other's goodness. They went to each other and they told them about good things. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu one day was praying and he was reciting Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the masjid with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, and he stopped and he listened to the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he said to his two companions, he said, if you want to listen to the Quran in the purity with which it was revealed, listen to the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Now Abdullah ibn Mas'ud does not know all this. He is praying, he is in his salah. They finished whatever they were doing, they went away. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud finished his salah and so on, and he was sitting in the masjid, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes looking for him. And he found him and he said, I just came to tell you that we came to the masjid and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard your recitation, and this is what he mentioned about you. He said that if you want to listen to the purity of the Quran when it was revealed, listen to the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So Abdullah Mas'ud thanked him and he said, Jazakumullahu khairan, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and told me this a little while ago. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was even first, did sabqat. Why? Because they understood the issue of excellence. So excellence is to do the best, not because somebody is watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching, not because of that. Not because of popularity, not because it will make you look good, not because it you get some material benefit, but because it is the right thing to do. Which means that there must be times when you do the right thing even if it makes you unpopular. Even if nobody likes it. Even if you know that this is going to make me unpopular if I say this, but you will say it only because that is the right thing to do. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one listening, and only Allah, to please Allah only, is the essence of excellence. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.